Tonight at 9, fans of the television series Burn Notice can tune in to the first episode of Season 3 to find out what happened to Michael Weston after he jumped out of a helicopter in last season's cliffhanger. As always, Weston, played by Jeffrey Donovan, will be joined by his girlfriend Fiona, played by Gabrielle Anwar, and his disreputable sidekick Sam Axe, played by Bruce Campbell, who you may remember as the star of more than a few B-movies and the star director and producer of a B-movie of his own about B-movies called My Name is Bruce, which opens with two young men discussing the merits of his acting.
What's wrong with Bruce Campbell?
Death of the Dead? Maniac Cop? Moon Warp?
Bruce Campbell is the greatest actor of his generation.
Man with the Screaming Brain. Alien Apocalypse. Oh, here's a good one. Cave Alien.
That is a good one.
If you'd like to talk with Bruce Campbell about Burn Notice or his career in such memorable films as Bubba Hotep, Man with the Screaming Brain, and Alien Apocalypse, give us a call, 800-989-8255. You can also send email, talk@npr.org, and there's a conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Bruce Campbell joins us today from the studios of member station WLRN in Miami, and thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, and boy, after that intro, I'm very confused of what's real and what's fake.
Well, you're in Miami to shoot the fake series Burn Notice, correct?
Exactly right, the fake series. And it's a pleasure to finally be on a show that, you know, has ratings. it's fun flying under the radar, but every so often, you know, you got to show up on some people's televisions, you know.
Well, the film My Name is Bruce, that was filmed at your place, right?
Yeah, and there's a horrible internet rumor that I financed the movie out of my own pocket too. It's like they're trying to figure out how low budget it could possibly be. I actually did get the money from other people, but yes, I built a Western town on my property in Oregon because the local town wouldn't shut down for us. They were like, "Hey, beat it! You know, you can't pay us enough to shut us down." So I just built a Western town out of some of the timber on my property that was already dead. We have a local mill came and milled it up. It was a very Little Rascals affair.
And that trailer that you lived in the movie, I assume that's your personal mansion?
No. In the movie, Bruce lives in a ramshackle trailer. The other, not Bruce Campbell, but Bruce Campbell. So it's a big difference here.
I got that distinction, yeah.
Yeah, and what we did was we went to a trailer refurbishing place, and they assumed we wanted a nice one. We went, no, where's one that you haven't worked on yet? And so we rented that from them. So that's how you save money, too.
And the film, My Name is Bruce, it didn't appear at my Octoplex.
No, it didn't. You know, that film wasn't released. It escaped. You know, this thing, Don't Blink. I did a tour last fall. We did 22 whole markets. But, you know, without your name on a Taco Bell cup, boy, you know, it's an effort. So the people who found it really are folks who wanted to see a movie about this jerk named Bruce Campbell who torments his fans and makes lousy movies. So it was a very strange sort of micro-marketing.
And you worked a lot with Sam Raimi in the Evil Dead movies. And he makes another big horror movie. Somehow you're not in it.
I was busy working on my day job on Burn Notice. I actually have a job now, so I couldn't show up at his beck and call. I think it's going to make some money because Sam wanted to get back and flex his muscles a little bit as a director. I have not seen it yet, but we'll see what kind of numbers it does.
You also starred in an earlier television series, Briscoe County Jr., and had a sidekick. And now, of course, you're the sidekick.
I'm the sidekick, yeah. You just have to wait 16 years and then you can become the sidekick.
Is it easier to be the sidekick than the lead
character? Oh, it's the only way to go. It's the best gig in town because Jeffrey Donovan, God bless him, is the hardest working man in show business. He's carrying the show. He's not only doing voiceover during the whole show, so even when he's not on camera, he's still off camera, still performing. He's probably doing it. He's in a booth somewhere right now recording something.
Looping tracks,
When he's done with that, he's going to go out and something is going to blow up in his face. It's so he has an amazing gig. He's perfect for the part, and he's just young enough to pull it off. So, you know, I can finally tag along with him. And I told him early on, I said, I'm going to hide behind you for like 7 years. You're going to carry the show, and I'm going to crack cheap jokes and get out of there early.
And your character seems to spend most of his time downing mojitos in bars.
Yeah, basically they did a whole montage USA where it made me realize the horror of my character. It was a whole montage of Sam, my character Sam Max, ordering drinks. And it was every drink imaginable and under every circumstance. And it's a little frightening, but I'm glad they're picking up on the essence of the character.
We're talking today with Bruce Campbell, the sidekick on Burn Notice, which resumes this evening on USA at 9 o'clock tonight. Let's see if we can get some callers on the line. 800-989-8255 if you'd like to join us. Email is talk@npr.org. Sally's calling from Oklahoma City.
Hi. It's a pleasure to be on your show, Mr. Cunning. And,
thank you.
Bruce, I've got to say that I think you are one of the funniest men alive, and I was wanting to know how much you enjoyed the run on Xena.
After the show, could I please have your phone number? And after that, Xena was probably, in retrospect, one of the funnest things to work on. Between Hercules and Xena, it was in New Zealand. It was at the other side of the world. We basically shot for 4 days before the studio ever saw the footage. So whenever they complained, we would just go, oh, we shot that 8 days ago. Or, oh, we just shot that. I'm so sorry. So we had days where we didn't stick to the script the entire day. And it wasn't we were being arrogant. We had the leeway to do what we felt we needed to do to either make a scene work or to figure out a scene or to end a scene. But a really good situation. Lucy Lawless was really the princess of New Zealand. She was a great ambassador for her country because she was really professional and capable. And we got her on Burn Notice.
Yeah. That is so cool. I just got to tell you, you're the best.
You're a woman who's very astute. That's all I can say.
Sally, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Did you notice she called me Mr. Conan and she calls you Bruce?
I think it's awesome.
Let's see if we can get...
You get respect.
Yeah, right. Steve is on the line from Green Bay.
Hello. Yes, I just want to say I'm a big fan of Bruce's, longtime watcher and appreciator. And I sort of had maybe a little more of a sober, to use a phrase.
I see.
My girlfriend and I were having a discussion, and she thought that your character on Burn Notice was portrayed more of as an alcoholic. And I thought that he wasn't. But I just wanted to know what your take on it as an actor portraying him.
Well, that word never pops up in my head as an actor. I'm drinking fake beer with a generic label that we can get approved. So none of it really means anything to me. It's obviously what I like about Burn Notice is the fact that we don't have to tiptoe around Walt Disney characters. You know, I've met a bunch of these guys who are ex-everything. They're just like the characters at Max. They're all out of shape and they drink way too much. You know, because these guys are kicking back. They had their life on the line for years. And now, for a lot of these guys, it's the only way they can kick back. And so this is not to justify any behavior, but it's fake, guys. This is a TV show. And I like the fact that a character can have quirks. Michael has problems with his family. Michael Weston, the star of the show. And Fiona, you know, she would blow up anything if you looked at her wrong. You know, so all these characters are damaged goods, every single one of them.
And his mother smokes like a chimney.
Oh, for real and in the show.
I just thought that was great acting.
Well, but Sharon Glass, she's perfect because she happens to smoke. And so we've kind of convinced her to not smoke during rehearsals, but that's about as good as we're going to get. But I do love that fact. There's a character who smokes because, you know what, folks? There's a lot of people in this world who still smoke. And so, I don't know. That's why I really like USA, because they don't seem to nitpick about that stuff. That it makes it really appealing to me, and that's kind of the reason why I did the show.
Steve, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go next to Raymond. Raymond with us from Augusta, Georgia.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. I just wanted to say that a huge fan, and while sitting around watching My Name is Bruce, I noticed that there was a lot of Stooge references, and I just wanted to know how big of an influence the Three Stooges are on you, and which one in particular, if there is.
Oh, excellent question. The Three Stooges are a huge influence. Every day at 4 o'clock, it was tapioca pudding and the Three Stooges after school. It was a standard. My theory is that women don't really appreciate the Stooges because violence to them isn't funny, like childbirth. But a guy watches another guy hit his thumb with a hammer, he's laughing, you know. I don't know what it is. So I was a big fan of them to the extent where a couple of us got on the phone and called Larry Fine in the old actor's home. We got him out of bed. We figured out the time difference between Michigan and California. And so we were massive fans. We even employed Emil Sitka, who had been in a bunch of their shorts, as a crazy professor. When we got old enough to make our own movies, we employed as many guys that were still alive. And in My Name is Bruce, absolutely, there's a lot of Stooge references. My favorite is Shemp. He's the underappreciated one. Everyone says Curly, but he's too easy. Shemp is the ugliest man on the planet, and he knows it, and he uses it. And I just think he's funnier than all of them.
And I'm going to reveal a little bit behind-the-scenes information here at Talk of the Nation, a relative of our executive producer, Sue Goodwin. Shemp.
Yes.
All right. Oh, really? Yeah, really. For real. Anyway, Raymond, thanks very much.
Wait, of the real Shemp?
Of the real Shemp, yes.
Oh, get out of here.
She's his niece.
That's crazy. Well, good. Crazy. I'm glad that he's my favorite.
You should be at some of our meetings. The thing with the eyeballs is really, it's difficult after a while. Raymond, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you. Have a good one.
We're talking today with Bruce Campbell, who's co-stars in the cable television series Burn Notice. His new DVD, or his recent DVD, and that was the guy who actually rented it, is My Name is Bruce. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And here's an email from Corey Peterson. Thanks for having a great show. And Bruce, you're so charismatic and take all the attention when you're on screen. Any regrets, or do you have too much fun making your movies to look back?
No regrets, really, because I only regret the stuff that I just don't do. I made a movie in Bulgaria. I'm not sure if I would do that again, but I don't necessarily regret
it. A lot of Bulgaria jokes, and My Name is Bruce, too.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. But it's nothing against the fine Bulgarians, but the reason why we made a movie there was because the average Bulgarian at the time made $110 a month. And that was the only way that the money was going to come up for this movie, was to shoot it in that country. And I'm like, okay, let's roll up our sleeves and figure out how on earth we're going to make this movie. And, I don't really regret that, because I learned how to make a backlot out of a Soviet ex-military base. My brother was so happy, because when I came home from making Man with a Screaming Brain in Bulgaria, my brother, I gave him a brand new gas mask, because they had just walked away when the communism fell. It was amazing. There were rooms full of old, musty wool Soviet uniforms. And so I got a brand new gas mask and a Soviet, in Russian, it was a warfare book. It was chemical warfare, and it had a bullet hole through it.
So these
were like the best presents he had ever gotten.
Well, let's get Phil on the line. Phil with us from Boise.
Hey, to both of you. Bruce, love your work. Really enjoy the opening line that you use in the credits. My wife and I use it back and forth commonly with each other about
good.
Spies and being the whiny people they are.
Yes, exactly.
Question for you. I mean, I hadn't realized that your career was so full. Does it bother you, or do you get the impression that people think, well, he's an overnight success, now he's got a big time job here? Does that ever come up? I mean, you've been working for a long time.
Yeah, this year was Evil Dead was 30 years ago. We shot it in 79 in Morristown, Tennessee. So you're old. You're very old, sir.
Yes.
It's funny. What I've found over time is that people, they rent or they watch only what they watch. So there's some people who think, I only make horror movies because that's all they really want to watch. And there's plenty of those. It's really kind of fun now to get the, hey, you're the old guy on Burn Notice. And to me, that I'm totally amused by that, because it's not you're the Evil Dead guy, which is normally what I get. Now they don't recognize me. They go, oh, you're the Burn Notice guy. So it's fine. If you hang around long enough, you can get into different modes. So I'm basically now in the crooked politician phase of my acting career, kind of neighbors, gym teachers, that sort of thing. I'm working on that now.
It's great. You do a great job. It's fun to watch. And I guess I'll have to go get your DVD.
All right, Phil, thanks very much. Let's see if we can go next to Ethan. Ethan with us from Louisville.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ethan.
All right, a little nervous, but yeah, because I'm a big fan of Bruce Campbell. I went to a book signing one time in Louisville, Kentucky, one of his books came out. I was just got off work, so I was wearing denim overalls and everything. Anyways, my brother...
Oh, and you had a pork pie hat and a checked shirt.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, you're the guy. I know exactly.
Well, anyways, my brother Harley, huge fan. He couldn't get off work to go to the signing, so I went directly there. I was a little embarrassed to be in work clothes and whatnot, but I believe that an autographed book from you, that book, was probably the most significant present I could have ever given my brother, and it really pulled us together a little bit more, because when we were children, if we weren't fighting, we were watching movies, and when we weren't watching movies, we were punching each other. So,
good. Well, I'm happy to maintain some semblance of civility in your family. Anything to help.
Right, let's end
you're
with a couple of emails. Thanks, Ethan. This from Amy. My husband, no, you're the only man I'd leave him for. Having done both TV and movies, which do you feel offers you more acting freedom?
It all depends on the situation. Television can be very restrictive because all the producers are writers. And they can sometimes keep you to the word. Certain programs do that. I couldn't really do that because I can't even remember the words that well. So I think they'd yell at me just because I wouldn't do it maliciously. You know, I would just make mistakes. So it's good to be in a show where we have a little bit of leeway. That's always fun. What I look for in any gig is how much fun are we going to have?
And this from Yvonne in San Antonio. My husband and I are huge Burn Notice fans, and we want Bruce to know that what the current season holds for Sam Axe. We can't wait to see the premiere tonight.
Well, it's safe to say Sam Axe might have a beer or two this season.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And there might be a lady or two this season.
A real character development.
Yeah, huge, huge. No, he's going to switch brands, actually, because we're now getting a promotion from Miller Genuine Draft, and this is how they get around TiVo, is they put the products right in the show.
Product placement, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. I've sold Panerai watches on the show, Cadillac, DirecTV, and now our latest, the Miller Genuine Draft, where I say, Mike, it's low calorie. So it's really creating a very fine line for actors being pitchmen.
Well, Bruce Campbell, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Bruce Campbell joined us from the studios of member station WLRN in Miami. The third season of Burn Notice starts tonight on the USA Network. Tomorrow at Science Friday, Ira Flatow will be here with a look at a new multi-billion-dollar lab where scientists hope to achieve nuclear fusion. Join him for that on Talk of the Nation Science Friday. We'll be back on Monday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.